I think that's something also that we learned through the process and in this course was just that in terms of developing an evaluation plan, it's actually better in the long run when those types of plans are developed in the early stages of program development, just so that the assessments are well aligned with the goals as you're planning them and developing them, and that you've already built in those assessments sort of in the program or the process as well. So like even data collection, it's hard to, some evaluators are asked to come in after the program's been implemented and that program maybe didn't collect data from its participants at the various stages, maybe not at the beginning versus at the end. So having a role sort of in the early stages, even though challenging, did sort of add like another level, not only an experience for us as students learning about the process and what happens kind of in the real world, but also utilizing the skills we have developed in our intervention design classes and then seeing how they connect really well with the evaluation component of it. There's a lot more flexibility in terms of what you're able to do as opposed to having a program that's already been implemented and then you're trying to figure out, well, how do we evaluate this? Which is what happens a lot. But yeah, so because it was the other way around, it was nice being able to have the opportunity to see how it should be done, if that makes sense.